Vulcan kneeled, head down, inside a cell of obsidian and black metal. What little light penetrated the darkness was from the forge heat of irons and brands, the warm glow of embers surrounding a pit of coals. The air was hot, stifling. Serif was wearing a rebreather and put questions to the Primarch through a vox coder attached to her belt. It made her otherwise mellifluous voice tinny and marred with static. "And so you were raised as a blacksmith's son?" she asked, wiping away another bead of sweat from her brow, dark patches showing under the arms of her robes and down her back. The remembrancer took a moment to sip from a flask she wore around her hip. Without it, dehydration and acute heatstroke would have occurred in minutes. She wanted longer with the Lord of the Drakes, and if this was the only way, then so be it.
"Is that so hard to believe?"
Vulcan answered as the sound and smell of burning flesh, his flesh, filled the chamber.
"And he was a blacksmiter and a metal shaper, a craftsman of consummate skill that I greatly admired."
"A human, augmented to be able to perform his duty and live to do so again, withdrew a burning brand from the Primarch's skin." "Noted," said Serif, scratching with her stylus on the data slate in her other hand. "It just seems like a humble origin for a Lord of Space Marines." The Remembrancer was sweltering now, having endured a full 21 minutes in the Primarch's chambers, a feat none before her had matched without expiring from the heat.
"Should I have had a more regal upbringing, then?"
The brander picked up a fresh iron, examining the hooked end and imagining the shape of the mark it would make. "No, I didn't mean that," said Serif, wincing as Vulcan's flesh burned anew, sizzling like meat in a cook pan. "I just assumed all the Primarchs came from warlike, vaunted beginnings. Either that or born as orphans on death worlds."
"Nocturne is a death world, and hardly civilized. But our origins were all very different. I wonder sometimes how we all came back to our father's service as warriors and generals. But here we stand, at the forefront of the Great Crusade, doing just that."
Serif frowned, then wiped her brow with the sleeve of her robe. "What else could you have been?"
"Tyrants, murderers, architects. It was only fate that made us leaders, and I'm still unsure as to how our genetic heritage predisposed us to that calling."
"And which would you have been then?" Vulcan smiled, though it did little to warm his diabolic voice.
"A farmer, I think."
"You would take your blacksmiter's anvil and turn a sword into a plowshare, is that it?"
"Overly poetic, but yes, that's it."
Serif paused. Either she was gasping in the heat or drawing some conclusions. "You don't seem like the others."
"And you know my brothers, do you, Remembrancer Serif?"
There was mild reproach in Vulcan's tone, just enough to intimidate. It flustered the Remembrancer, and she looked on the verge of collapse. "No, of course not. I have just heard..."
"A wise chronicler does not believe what she hears, Serif."
For the first time since the interview began, Vulcan raised his head.
"Tell me,"
he said, his voice deepening just before she passed out.
"What do you see in my eyes?"
They blazed like the calderas of a volcano. Fire. At last, she wilted. Vulcan rushed forwards and caught her so she didn't fall. At the same moment, a crack opened in the darkness, and Skatarvar stepped through it into the branding chamber.
"My lord," said the pyre guard.
Skatarvar was one of two brothers who were now part of the Primarch's inner circle. Like his sibling, he was haughty and proud, a warrior king of Hesiod. He had learned nobility from his biological father and honed it in the Legion. The warrior bowed his head a fraction before realizing what he was seeing.
Another one unequal to the task.
A large draconian horn arched from his back, attached to the power generator of his armor. He had won the trophy when he had slain Loktaral, one of the deep drakes, and joined his brother at Vulcan's side. Leodrak, his hot-tempered younger sibling, bore the other horn. They had killed the beast together.
She was strong, lasted longer than the others. I will speak with her again,
said Vulcan, cradling the woman and passing her over to Skatarvar like he would an infant to its parent.